The Old Man and His Horse. Traditional Oriental Tale. Once upon a time, there was an old man who lived in a small village. Although he was very poor, everybody envied him because he had a wonderful treasure, a magnificent white horse. No one had ever seen a horse of such splendor, endurance and strength. The richest lords had offered huge sums of money to buy it, but the old man had always refused. "He is more than a horse to me. He's like a friend. How could I sell a friend?" One morning, when he woke up, the old man saw that his wonderful horse was no longer in the stable. All the people of the village came to see him when they heard the news. "You old fool," they said, "we warned you. You are so poor, you should have sold that horse. You would be covered in gold by now. Now the horse has escaped or someone has stolen it, and you're cursed." The old man simply replied, "Don't be so hasty. The only thing we know for sure is that my horse is no longer in the stable. The rest is just your interpretation." The people of the village objected, "Don't make us out to be fools. We might not be philosophers, and we might not be as wise as you are, but it's obvious that your horse's disappearance is a curse." The old man replied again, "All I know is that the stable is empty, and the horse is gone. I don't know about the rest. All we can see is one part of a truth that is yet beyond us." The villagers laughed and thought the man was crazy. After a fortnight had passed, the horse returned. It hadn't been stolen. It had fled into the forest. Not only had the horse returned, but it had brought with it a dozen wild horses. So the villagers gathered around the woodsman and said to him, "Old man, you were right and we were wrong. What we thought was a curse is in fact a blessing. Please forgive us." The old man replied, "Once again, you're going too far. Simply say that the horse has returned. I can see that a dozen horses came back with it, but I won't try and say whether it's good or bad. How can you judge the situation without knowing the rest of the story? Don't call it a blessing. No one knows if it is. Maybe the old man is right," they said to one another. But deep down, they knew he was wrong. They knew it was a blessing. 12 wild horses. With a little work, the animals could be tamed and sold for a lot of money. The old man had a son, an only child. The young man began trying to tame the wild horses. After a few days, he fell off one of the horses and broke both of his legs. Once again, the villagers gave the old man their opinion. "You were right," they said. "The dozen wild horses were not a blessing. They were a curse. And now your only son has broken both of his legs." The old man spoke again, "Why are you obsessed with passing judgment? Don't go that far. Simply say that my son is injured. We can only see a fraction of the truth." A few weeks later, the land became involved in a war with a neighboring territory. All the young men of the village were called up to join the army. Only the old man's son stayed at home due to his injuries. The villagers gathered around the old man. "You were right, old man, your son's accident was indeed a blessing. His legs may be broken, but at least he's with you." Finally, and for the last time, the old man said to them, "It's impossible to know. You keep drawing conclusions about things you have no way of understanding. Nobody knows. Simply say this, your sons had to go to war, and mine did not. No one knows if it's a blessing or a curse. No one is wise enough to know."